Well, when we got to the edge of the campsite, I tried to get Jason to lead the way, but the boy seemed determined to make me go first. It's a dog's lot in life, I suppose.
Good boy, Prince. You're a good dog. But Eric went down this way, not under the van.
Oh. So, hesitantly, paw by paw, I ventured down into the deep dark woods in the direction the lost boy had gone.
Easy, boy. Just take it slow and nice and easy.
Trust me, no one had to tell me to take it slow. I first tried leaning in the right direction without moving at all, hoping that would be enough.
Come on, Prince, what's the matter with you?
Can you believe that boy reached down and pushed me from behind? So I slipped into my how slow can I possibly lift one paw at a time routine, and the boy pushed me again.
Now come on, Prince, Eric's right down this hill. Move along, boy. We'll never find him at this rate.
Precisely my idea. We'll never find anything else that may be down here either.
Just a little bit farther, boy. There's a clearing ahead.
Stop pushing, I thought. And about that time, we heard it again.
Uh-oh.
After Jason peeled me from the ground, where I had flattened myself with my ears over my eyes, as a safety precaution, I sat up.
Prince, are you coming? Come on. Or should I go back and get Bullet?
That did it. If there was one thing I didn't need, it was that loose-lipped Labrador taking credit for the rescue. I mustered up my courage and bounded through the trees.
Prince, wait for me! Hold on, boy, I'm coming!
Jason's flashlight beam was still making its way through the trees and brush behind me when I caught a sniff of an odd smell in the clearing. What was it? It rather reminded me of Bullet's breath in the morning. But there was something fishy, snake-like about it as well. Bullet, is that you, old boy? I sniffed in the direction of the smell, and that was when Jason's flashlight fell full upon it. Have you pups ever seen a Dalmatian with its fur so stiff that the big black spots are standing straight up? Well, you should have been there that night. Staring me eye to eye was the biggest, the ugliest black-eyed creature I've ever seen. It was green and with 100 jagged spikes running down its backbone. I'll never know how long we stood there, nose to nose in frozen silence.
Prince, it must be the dinosaur. Don't move.
Don't move? What a clever thing to say. Move? Who, me? The Dalmatian who winded up as a midnight snack for the creature with the world's worst breath? Move?
Prince, that thing's longer than a full-grown man. With a mouth as big as your whole head.
Hardly a comforting thought at the moment.
I really wish Eric hadn't taken the camera.
Then, without any warning, it happened. The wrinkled green mouth snapped wide open, and the long, serpentine tongue darted out toward my nose as the smell of its breath almost gagged me. And when we stopped running, we were at Master Mark's tent. He was already outside, awakened by the commotion.
What's going on, fellas? Prince, is that you barking your head off again?
It's a dinosaur. Down in the ravine. I saw it.
Hold on,
Jason.
And
Eric's gone.
Hold on now. Listen, now just take your breath and tell it to me slowly.
What's going on, Mark?
I hadn't gotten the full story yet on my day over. Jason, where's Eric?
He wanted to get a picture of the creature that was making that hissing sound. He left the tent to find it, alone. Then Prince came, and I went with Prince to look for Eric.
Okay, son. Now listen. Show me which way Eric went. We've got to find him quick.
But the dinosaur!
Listen, I don't know what you saw, Jason, but whatever it is, we'll find out soon enough.
Mark, I'll take the other boys and go find some help. That storm brewing could mean flash floods along the river.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'm going to need Bullet to get Eric sent and track him down that way. Say, you take Prince and get on up there with him, okay?
Mr. Mark, what's going on?
Dinosaur.
Come on, guys. Hop in the van and I'll fill you in as we go.
Sounds like there's a job for my sniffer, Prince. Stand aside.
Yes, wipe the sleepers out of your eyes and join in the rescue.
I'll have that boy back before you can even catch your breath, Prince.
You just keep your eyes peeled for a green monster with spikes down his back.
What?
A fierce green dinosaur. You'll recognize him by his prehistoric breath.
If he gets between me and the lost boy, I'll knock the breath right out of him.
Yes, you just do that, old boy.
Prince, here, boy. You come with me in the van, too.
I claim the front seat and lock the doors. Oh, just in time. Here comes the rain.
I've never seen a dog move that fast. Prince, You must really want to do what you can. Come on, guys. Let's go for help.
We gotta keep moving, fellas. Hopefully this rain covers up Eric's scent. Okay, Bullet, come here. Come over here. I want you to smell Eric's sleeping bag. Hurry. Come on, let's go. Get a good whiff of it, boy. All right, that's good. All right, Bullet, go. Take off. Let's go.
Listen up, Prince. This is where I'll need to pick up the story. You weren't even there.
Never mind. I was deeply involved in all stages of the rescue.
Rescue? You? Like that cushy little ride in a dry church van? That was real heroic.
Your jawbreaker is getting cold, old boy.
Well, it'll just have to wait. This is my part of the story. I'll need plenty of room, so stand back.
Oh, goody. Here we go.
Well, I was off like a greased pig sliding down the muddy side of that ravine. I got to the bottom, and guess what I smelt?
Your own brand of bacon breath?
No, siree. I didn't smell a single solitary thing. There wasn't a whiff, nor whistle, or whatever it was you claimed to have seen, and no boy either.
Well, surely you saw the tracks in the mud.
All washed away. And speaking of washed away, the rain was starting to gush through that ravine like it was a waterfall. I may not have smelled him, but I sure did hear that boy before anyone else, and I was off toward the river in a heartbeat.
My word, Jason, Bullet took off like a guided missile. He must know where Eric is.
Do you hear that voice?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm beginning to hear that too. Say, it's coming from down over there by the riverbank. Well, that's exactly where Bullet's heading. It must be Eric. Now listen, Jason, be careful. Easy now, easy. One false step and we could both be down in that river. Man, that water's going. Whew. Easy now. Here, take my hand. Hey, watch that step right there, son. Easy now. Attaboy.
Oh, oh, oh. Down there by the river. I knew we were in for some trouble. There was Eric, up a tree that seemed right smack in the middle of the river. It was pitch black, except for the wandering beam from the boy's flashlight. Eric was trapped. No way I could get to him. So I just stood there and let out my rescue bark until Master Mark came.
There, Mark! There he is!
I see him now, son. Now, Jason, listen here. I want you to stand up over here by the shore so you'll be safe out of the reach of the river.
Okay, Mark. I'm safe. But how can you reach Eric?
I'll do what I can, but listen, if you've ever prayed, son, pray now. Eric! Eric, can you hear me over there?
Am I ever glad to see you? See the dinosaur?
Don't worry about the dinosaur now.
But I got a picture of it, then I dropped my camera when I slid down the hill.
Son, whatever it is, you don't need to worry about that. Listen, we've got to get you to safety.
But I was gonna call it the Ericosaurus.
Listen, Eric. Are those branches you're holding on to, are they firm enough?
I think so.
Okay, now here's the plan. I'm going to try to tie the rope around the tree trunk over here on the shore. All right? Now listen. I'll tie the other rope around my waist. Then we'll see if I can't make it across the current to you, okay?
You think you can get across?
I'm going to do the best I can, son. We'll find out soon enough.
I stood there with my tongue hanging out of my mouth, pups. That river was a-raging like a mighty rapids, and my master hooked up a rope to launch out into the furious water.
Now listen, Bullet, don't worry. You stay right here with Jason. You stay here and keep him safe. If anything happens to me, you're gonna have to get up there and get some help down to these boys. Bullet, I've counted on you many times, buddy, and I'm counting on you now. You got it?
I had it all right. And now I gulped. I knew that even Master Mark didn't know if his plan was going to work. He could be washed off down the river.
Is there anything I can do, Mark?
You just stay up that tree over there. Bullet knows what to do if anything happens to me. Well, he'll get help down here as quick as he can.
Will that rope be strong enough to hold both of us?
Eric, I'm pretty sure the rope will be okay. Whether or not I'll be able to get across is the big question. This river's not getting any lower. So I better give it the best shot I can.
Well, here goes.
Lord, help me.
Master Mark waded into the swirling water upstream of the tree so he could head downstream to the tree where Eric was. Even going with the current, he started losing his footing from the get-go. He wasn't in the water 10 seconds when he slipped. He went in the water over his head. He bobbed up right quick and kept reaching out for the tree with the boy. His arms were so close, he almost caught hold of the trunk.
I'll get you on the next time, Eric!
He washed right past that tree trunk, but he caught hold of one of the branches hanging down into the water. The river was a-beating against him without mercy, and this old dog had to stand there and watch. His hand over hand, fist over fist, my master fought against the wild, raging river.
Lord, help.
I started to whimper. For the first time, I thought, just maybe, my master was not a-going to make it after all. And then I took off up that hill as fast as I could for help.